Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. This is the Best Ever You Show, and I'm your host, Elizabeth Hamilton Guarino, and coming back from a vacation in California and some time off from the show, but we're back, and we're kind of giggling this morning, and I can't tell Tracy if we're giggling from hunger.
No, I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry. More about that later. No, I'm just giddy. I'm so excited to be on the show, and I'd be lying if I say I wasn't nervous. I've never done a radio show before, so this is a lot
of fun.
Here you
go. So, yeah, so we've got 1 hour to just chit-chat, and we're going to go through everything. It'll be like the Tracy J. Edwards show. It'll be a total history of yourself. And before we go, yeah, you have a great Blog Talk Radio impression. Can we hear it again?
This lady keeps talking to me in my ear. 5 minutes till showtime.
I think it's a job for you.
She's been my friend for the past 10 minutes.
Yeah. So you are a Broadway and television actress. Can you tell me some of the things that you, tell everybody listening some of the things that you've been in so we get a feel for who you are?
Absolutely. Well, I have been blessed enough to be on the Great White Way of Broadway. My very first Broadway show was Hairspray. I played Amber Von Tussel. She was the blonde me. And my next show was Legally Blonde, the musical on Broadway. And then I've also done, playing Serena, Elle's best friend. And and then I've done some other off-Broadway shows and national and European tours with stage. And then I've also done some television. The past year and a half to 2 years, I've been really focusing in my energy in that direction. And it's been good. I've done, Law and Order, SVU. I did Mercy. Unfortunately, that show got canceled, but I loved it. What else? Curb Your Enthusiasm. I shot in my episode, I think aired this summer, maybe early summer, June or something. Another show called Big Lake that was on Comedy Central. I feel like I'm forgetting one.
Yeah.
I've been really hitting it hard, and I've been lucky to get some success. So, yeah.
Now, one of the things that people think about actresses is that they have the easy life. They think, oh, my gosh, you know, you're model perfect. You don't have a wrinkle on you. You're waist thin. You know, you hardly need to eat. And, you know, you're dressed in ball gowns 24/7.
Oh,
I understand.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That is all true. It's 1,000% true. No, it's definitely, I've chosen a hard profession, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Growing up, I just never had a backup plan because I was in the belief that I would fall back if I had a backup plan. So I think that has been a factor in my drive because that's all I've ever wanted to do when I was little. But it's hard. It's not easy. It's not easy. The auditioning process alone is draining and time-consuming, and you have to be on your game all the time. And the ball gowns, unfortunately, do not come often enough. So in my experience, yes, I'll accept it if it comes, so that's for sure.
But you have a story about your weight, though, and I'm curious if we could kind of focus in on that. And that was kind of our joke about being hungry, because I know you've launched a new website and stuff, and we'll get to that in a minute. But you know, most people think, actresses, they have it just so simple. They're always so skinny, and everything's so great, and they work out all day long, and go to work maybe, and you know, the money, you know, the paychecks just arrive.
Yeah.
What is the story about your weight?
Well, I used to be overweight. About 10 years ago, I think it was my heaviest. That was when I was probably, the weight came on at 19, 20, 21, now 31, for all of you out there trying to do the math. coming from Texas, I've always been very, very active, but my eating hasn't been the best growing up. Lots of meat, lots of dairy. And I found myself struggling with weight in my young 20s after I moved away from home and after I wasn't as active with all the, you know, millions of activities that kids do, cheerleading and dancing and, you know, student council and choir and all that stuff. And My heaviest, I think, is probably about 30 to 40 pounds, probably more along the lines of 40 pounds heavier than I should be or, you know, optimal. Mm-hmm. And it started there. I got cast as the overweight comic relief in Grease, the musical, over mm-hmm. in Germany. And I recently, not so long ago, some pictures emerged from that, and I had forgotten how overweight I was. I looked at these pictures, and I was like, oh, my gosh, who is that young girl? And pretending to be so happy. Because I definitely remember that time of my life just being, in the past, you know, my journey, there was always an underscore of angst with needing to be thinner, and thus the yo-yoing began, the yo-yo dieting and the yo-yo weight. Yeah. So that's kind of where it began. And then with trying every single diet in the book, Known to Man, I had some success and then piled all the pounds back on, and then some more success and then maybe not so much weight. So it's like my pendulum has been swung side to side, and now I feel like I am very, very close to finding my balance, which makes me breathe deeper, and I'm just so excited to share what I have found in my journey with everybody.
And what is that exactly? Let's start for a second by what doesn't work, and do you think it doesn't work for everyone, or do you think some things work for some people and some things don't work for others, or do you think there's a method to the madness?
I definitely think we're all individual, that's for sure, and different things do work for different people. But as I'm finding my balance, I'm realizing that it's not just about weight loss, it's definitely about lifestyle. And I think finding a healthier lifestyle is what it's all about and what I'm a huge advocate for. You know, I definitely have changed my diet. I rarely eat meat and dairy anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm actually on a cleanse right now, and I haven't had caffeine or alcohol or meat, dairy, wheat, anything like that for 9 days now. And the results of my energy are astounding to me. I'd forgotten I could feel this good naturally.
Yeah.
And just go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we were talking before we went on the air, and I did the same thing starting today.
Mm-hmm.
And
I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
A little bit with it just to see. I'm nervous because I have food allergies, and I think there's a lot of people
sure.
out there with medical conditions. So when you say the word cleanse, people think, oh my gosh, what is she doing
sure.
exactly? Is she just drinking water for 21 days, or is she?
Oh gosh, I think there is a water detox out there like that, which is insane to me. But yeah, no, you absolutely have to introduce it slowly into your life, and you have to take baby steps with cleansing. You can't, or else you will get sick. Like for
yeah.
instance, for with your allergies, or somebody with you know, Crohn's disease, or you know,
yeah.
there's just a myriad of diseases that, you know, our bodies are very, they're very fragile. You know, we do a lot of wear and tear to them. So we have to cleanse gradually as well
yeah.
to make it successful, in my opinion.
Now, you have a new website. People can go to your website while we're on the air, which people always do. So could you tell
sure,
us what
cool.
it is again? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. It's just my name, TracyJ.com, and you spell it TracyJai.com.
Uh-huh.
And there's going to be like an actual website with like my acting stuff as well, but right now it goes right to my blog.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been posting every day and putting up some videos every day and answering questions of people who are curious and want to know more. So, and I've been having
yeah.
a blast with it.
Oh, yeah. You're just absolutely beautiful and so well-spoken, and this is such a neat idea, and I think a lot of people, I think it'll help a lot of people to not be scared of the word cleanse, because really and truly when you hear the word cleanse, people think, okay, is it a medicine? Is it a water
sure.
thing? Is it, what is the definition of cleanse? And so I was wondering if you could share with people what you're doing.
I would love to. Let me give you a little bit of backstory. I have a friend in my life. His name is Joe Cross, and he has a movie called Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead. Check it out if you haven't. It's it's an amazing film, a documentary about his life, and revolves around the idea of juicing. I met him and had my first juice cleanse 3 years ago or so, mm-hmm. and have never looked back, really. So off of the inspiration of his film, there he has a company called Reboot Your Life, and that website, I think, is called jointhereboot.com. Mm-hmm. But I am doing a reboot of sorts, and I am doing what I'm calling and what Joe's company calls a 777. He does a 555 or a 10-10-10, but I want to kind of stretch my boundaries and do a 777 because I've done five before. Mm-hmm. And what that means is 7 days of fruits and vegetables, mostly raw, and then some lightly steamed and sauteed and cooked a little bit. Then 7 days of just juicing, fresh pressed organic vegetable juices, and then the last 7 days of fruits and veggies, mostly raw again. So it's easing your body into a deep cleanse and then easing it out. Because a lot of times people, myself included, have not been very smart when they exit a cleanse. They're like, wow, let's go, you know, grab a hamburger, grab fries. Yeah, exactly. Like, I can eat again. And your body will tell you very quickly how much it doesn't like that after being so clean. So mm-hmm. I've made that mistake. So it's definitely a very, very nice way to ease in and out of a really deep cleanse. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm, now, you know, go ahead.
If somebody doesn't want to do 21 days of that,
do you,
and I know you're not, you know, certified and all this stuff or anything, but it's great inspiration to listen to somebody successful, and you clearly are a great success story because you've taken awesome. The weight off. You've been there, you've done that, and this works
yeah.
for you.
Is this what
you did to take the weight off initially?
No. Mm-mm. Like I said, initially, 9 years ago or so, it was all about, you know, Atkins, and then I tried Weight Watchers, had some success mm-hmm. on that, and then I tried... there was a couple of the Fat Flesh Plan, and then there was South Beach. I mean, I've definitely yeah. gone all over the map. And cleansing or juicing, rather, came into my life about 3 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what did you do prior? What did you do prior to get to the point where you are now?
You were breaking up. I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
Oh, sorry. What did you do prior to get to the point where you are now?
Well, I think my health and my weight and everything really has started to turn a corner about 3 years ago when I did my first juice cleanse and getting more interested in juicing and being introduced to that whole world. So I attribute my last bit of success within the last 3 years of finding a more balanced weight to juicing. Because I juice, even when I'm not cleansing, I juice every single day.
That's
fiance and I have a juicer. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I really wanted to know. If juicing is part of your daily ritual, do you substitute, like a meal, like a lunch with juicing?
Well, what I find that for myself that I love is I usually start every day with a juice, with lots of greens, maybe a little green apple, a little bit of carrot, some ginger, kale, cucumber, celery. That's kind of my base, and then you can play from there. But I start even when I'm not detoxing, that's how I start every day. And now I just recently got introduced to blended drinks from my friend Meredith, who is my holistic health practitioner guide on my cleanse, and she is amazing wisdom for me along this journey. So you guys check her out too. Her name is Meredith Geller, and she's on my website as well.
Yeah, I wonder if she might call in. I don't know if she's probably busy today. If you get a chance to text her or something, have her call in. That might be kind of fun. When you
that would be fun.
Yeah, when you juice, does that mean you've bought a juicer or are you using a blender?
Juicing is definitely, there's a difference. Juicing comes from a juicer. There's so many brands out there, and that means it's extracting the juice and leaving the pulp behind of the vegetable or fruit. Without the fiber, it allows your body to absorb those nutrients right away. So you have to think it takes a plateful, about a diameter of a big beach ball, full of vegetables to make one juice. And you're never in a million years going to sit down and eat that for breakfast. So a juicer allows all of those vitamins and nutrients and minerals to flood your system first thing in the morning. And it's kind of like I don't take a multivitamin right now, and I don't feel like I need to because of that.
Yeah.
It's like my big multivitamin in the morning. And then a blender, like I am lucky enough to have one of those big Vitamix blenders that are like, the god of all blenders. And blending, well, it kind of acts what your stomach does already for you. So it, obviously it just blends everything together. So the fiber is still intact and you're getting everything. It's in a whole form. And once it hits your stomach, your body doesn't really know the difference that you ate it that you ate it whole, like the whole avocado and banana and cucumber, rather than it just being already blended. Your stomach doesn't know the difference. Your body doesn't know the difference. So both amazing ways to get, sneak greens and good, yummy nutrients into your diet. So
I'm going to keep going here, dig a little deeper. Because I think a lot of people really don't know what juicing is and don't know what cleansing is and things like that for real, like somebody who's actually really doing it. And I have a couple more questions for you.
Yeah.
What would you put in the juicer? What is it, like, here's a head of lettuce?
pretty much.
What really do you put in? What makes it not taste disgusting?
Well, the fruit helps it not taste disgusting. The sweetness in fruit, like a green apple or apple pear. So basically, I order a ton of vegetables, and which isn't as expensive as people might think. It can save you money, and it saves on your doctor bills in the long run too. But I have a whole lot of head of kale. For instance, for a juice in the morning, this is a serving for two for my fiancé, Adam, and myself. It's a head of kale, a bag of carrots, an apple, a cucumber, about 4 or 5 stalks of celery, a little thing of ginger, just like a little, not even golf ball, that's too big, but just like a little nugget of ginger.
Right.
And did I say apple?
And
a green apple. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and that's kind of my base. But you seriously can play around with it. And sometimes I just do one of my favorites is grapefruit without the peel. You have to peel the grapefruit. Grapefruit, pear, and apple. And it's delicious.
Yeah. Yeah, I think playing around with my allergies, I'm allergic to some of those things you're mentioning. So I was curious if, does it do you any benefit to do like cucumbers, carrots, and grapes or pears?
Oh, my gosh, absolutely.
Okay.
Any way to get more fruits and veggies into your system as possible. So, that right there sounds delicious. Like, I might try that. But, yeah, cucumber juice is a great base for juices.
Okay. And I'm trying to think about, how you would extract juice from a green bean. Is that possible?
Yeah. I'm sure you have to think a lot of vegetables are made mostly of water, but I don't think I'm going to go run and try that, though. I'm not going to lie on that one. Beets are great, too, for a sweetness in your juice.
What is it, beets?
Beets, yeah, and they make it, like, really, really red and good for your heart and all that good stuff.
All right, so now let's say you're done with those 21 days.
Uh-huh.
Do you personally go back to, McDonald's?
Yeah,
or anything like that?
Oh, my gosh. I don't think I've stepped foot in McDonald's unless I'm using their ATM.
For somebody who is like, okay, 21 days are over and I'm starving. I need a hamburger or I need a taco or a piece of pizza.
Right.
What, I mean, do you just put all the weight back on?
No, well, I mean, not if you're smart about it. I definitely have put all my weight back on in the past and some juice cleanses that I've done. And so for me personally, after these 21 days, I am definitely going to be much more conscious about, for me, the wine intake. My red wine has been my buddy for a long time. The caffeine intake. So I think those two things are going to be huge for me to try to really moderate, because it was definitely out of balance for me. So that is what I'm going to focus on, as well as more blended drinks, because that's kind of an amazing, you know, that's an amazing meal that I'm finding. I can't wait for when I can start having food again, like this next Monday, because I cannot wait to make my Green Guru smoothie. No, I know that's kind of crazy, because your taste buds, like, they change and adapt and they want more. So for me, like, I'm not a huge meat eater to begin with. I really don't have those cravings to go out and want a steak. But I'm not saying that I'm never going to have it again. I love to go have Italian, you know, steak and pasta and swordfish and chicken and wine just like the next person. But it definitely... I'm wanting to find more balance, and when I do have those, when you're indulging, really enjoy it and really savor and be conscious and not, you know, other day.
I can go out for dinner and gain 5 pounds overnight.
Girl, me too.
Oh, I am just the worst. And I'm like, I probably at 41, almost 42, am like you were back when you were in your 20s. I yo-yo up and yo-yo down, and it's a very frustrating 20 pounds. That's all it is.
Yeah.
But like right now, especially with the pageant insight in July, you know, these 20 pounds need to come off. You know, it's 8 weeks, and I tried everything since January, and nothing's moving it off my body. Really nothing.
Well,
I mean, I can sit at the gym
for 2 hours.
But I think 8 weeks is enough.
Yeah, oh, completely.
Yeah.
It completely is. It'll be a challenge, but I encourage you not to, like, crash diet.
Crash dieter. I'm not a good dieter.
You try that, then they're done that.
What I'm learning as I get a little bit older is, number one, you hit 40 and your metabolism slows to a snail's pace. It's fascinating. It really is true. And it might be 40.
Yeah.
For me, it was 41. If it wasn't 40, it was 41. And I mean, it was like reaching halt land. And so I have to be really, really careful of what I eat, or I can go 10 pounds up in a month or down.
Yeah, I know. I'm not there yet to where it's reaching halt my metabolism, but I definitely understand, the 10 pounds within a week even.
It's wild. I mean, it's just absolutely wild. So I was, and I have food allergies, so I'm kind of stuck in a weird space too. But I'm curious about dairy. Many people say that dairy is the root of all evil, and I'm a dairy hound. I mean, and you heard it when I was talking to you earlier. I'm really afraid not to eat dairy because I live in a climate where there's not a lot of sun, vitamin D goes low. And dairy, ice cream's my friend, you know, cheese is my friend, you know, that kind of thing. And I think that's the source of my fatness.
Right, right. Well, there's so much research out there that dairy is really, really bad for us. I read something the other day, it made a lot of sense to me, that we as humans are the only species out there that drink our own milk past being babies. I don't know if you know this, but we have an enzyme that digests and break down lactose that we lose as we get older. And we actually all are lactose intolerant to a certain degree. We all are, because we don't have that enzyme anymore. As we get older, we lose it. Don't think that you should cut it out altogether, since it's a huge part of your diet. It's more about like picking and choosing. Like maybe instead of 3 meals a day, having it start out with cutting back to 1 meal a day. Like you said, you had cottage cheese earlier, like in the morning. Okay, fine, do that. But then like cut it out the rest of the day. Or you're going to dinner tomorrow and you want to have, you know, a piece of lasagna that has cheese on it or whatever. Like, it's first, you have to take baby steps, I think. Any time that you're making a life change, a lifestyle change, it's like, you know, pick one time a day to have it, and then that can kind of evolve into once every couple of days, and then that can evolve into, you know, like, you get the picture. So it's, you know, it's definitely, I would just choose.
We're very clean eaters. I love, and you might like this too, the folks at Oxygen Magazine and Clean Eating Magazine. We do a lot with them on Best Ever You. You might go back and listen to some of our previous radio shows with them.
I totally will.
Yeah, really some fun stuff there. But it's along the lines of what you're saying also, in that choose this over that, or, you know, they call it pick it, kick it, or, you know, clean eat. I know in our family we really try hard. It gets a little bit tricky with snack time at school for the four boys, but, you know, some of them are a little
four
bit older.
Four boys? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we have four boys. But
your picture, I've never met you, but your picture, I would never guess that you've had four little rugrats.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're getting older, too. They're 10, 12, 14, and 16. It's funny.
Oh, my goodness. But, bless your heart. That's amazing.
It's fascinating to be the parent of almost two high schoolers. You look at yourself and
oh, my gosh.
But we shop the perimeter a lot of a grocery store, and keep out of the aisles, because the aisles are where, you know, the high salt comes into play with frozen food or packaged food or processed food. And I think you don't eat a lot of that. Is that correct?
That's very correct. A rule of thumb, if I can pronounce everything on the ingredient list, you have to know that it's pretty good for you. There's just so many added food colorings are even bad for you, and you know, preservatives and the added salt and the added sugar to supplement some of the taste. I mean, a lot of those things, you're eating cardboard with, you know, a dose of sugar and salt to make it, to mask its, you know, flavorless
cardboardness.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
but yeah, snacks are hard. That's hard.
Okay, so I want to go back a little bit with you. We'll come back to all the food stuff in a minute, and if I can hear your stomach growl from over the phone, we know we need to eat.
I'm guzzling some green juice as we're talking. So.
Yeah, you got to eat. All right, go back to, if you can, with me, or if you will, go back to you as a kid. I'm really curious, because I think people, aside from all the you know, the juicing and everything, people love actresses. And I want to know, everybody, I think everybody has a little actress in themselves, you know?
Oh, absolutely. I just think so.
How did you know when you were a kid that there was going to be no fallback plan for you?
Oh, gosh.
Who were you?
I don't know exactly when I knew that there was no fallback plan. I remember, though, writing all of my poems and stuff, even in grade school, like, you know, second, third grade, were all about Broadway. So I knew from a very young age, and I think my parents did too, that that Texas was gonna lose me for New York City. I was always really active and dancing and singing, and my parents let me explore that, and, you know, did everything from rhythmic gymnastics to ice skating, you know, and of course I finally found my niche and singing and dancing and a little bit of gymnastics and cheerleading. So I grew up definitely very, very active. And I think it's when the inactivity settled in, when I moved away from home in college, is when all the weight, my struggles began. So.
Do you think, what's your life like now? Is it super competitive with other people for parts and things like that?
It's competitive, but it's not necessarily with other people. It's such a competitive industry. I find, though, to be competitive with myself is the best competitive nature to be. Mm-hmm. Because the second that you turn your focus to somebody else's journey, then you start, the comparing starts happening and the unhealthy thoughts start happening. And I'm not perfect. I haven't mastered that, but it's easy to do when I'm cleansing, actually, to stay on my own path and kind of, like, be rest assured that I'm right where I need to be, your thoughts become clearer, which is a beautiful side effect.
I'm so glad you said that because, you know, Best Ever You prides itself, and I know we're connected through Brianna Brown,
who's
in the hospital
Brianna.
And a bunch of other things. Yeah, hi,
Brianna.
You know, and not competitive at all. And I think that is a very important message also, to not kill other women in your path.
Yeah. No, I'm definitely a believer that we all have our own journey. And there's plenty of I have trouble like really believing this, but I'm working on it, that there are plenty of jobs and parts and roles out there. I have some work to do on that because it's definitely hard for me to say.
Hard, isn't it?
Don't
you think when you're an actor or actress, it's funny because the best thing I do a little acting too, and I do commercials and things like that, but I won't accept a part if it's not true to who I am. And it's very interesting.
Yes.
I think when I was 20, I might not have. But in my 40s, I'm like, okay, I'm a mom, and I'm a mom of four boys. So cast me like that, if you would, please. And we had the best job. I've had two really neat jobs. One recently, one was in the Easy Pass commercial where they put the whole family in, which was a blast.
Fine.
And then another one where I probably kind of like you in the one part in Greece where you just kind of got to be yourself. And I got cast as the older sister of a bulimic. And I was a little bit heavier and she was a little bit skinnier. But it made me feel like I was actually me, though. I didn't have to starve myself to be on camera or anything like that. And do you find that that's what you're looking for, or would you do anything in your power for any role, anywhere, anytime?
Well, I definitely, as I'm getting older, am learning what I can bring to the table and exactly my set of, you know, tools, so to speak. And it's become, and that's really, really nice to feel, and I think that's maturity. but it's really nice to feel to know, like, if an audition for a part comes to my plate, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not a college girl who, you know, takes her top off at Mardi Gras or whatever.
Yeah, no, completely. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely am searching for that and searching for my, I feel like the more you know your own voice, the clearer you can be when you walk into the room and they know exactly what to do with you as far as like where they can put you in their project or movie or show or whatever. It's when you kind of are, oh, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, you know. I think they get a little confused.
Well, and then the understanding of that not every role was made for everybody either. You know, I think when they cast things, they're certainly looking for what they're looking for. And if you don't fit it, it's not something to get all depressed about.
Yeah. Oh, of course. Of course. And it's hard not to because, you know, I struggle with this. I will get really attached to a project and I go in and I get callbacks and my heart's in it and it's like I'm a bleeding heart and I leave my guts on the floor every time and then I don't get it and it can kind of crush your world because, you know, and as an actress, it's not like, oh, you made a mistake, 2 + 2 = 4, Mr. Accountant. It's like, it's not a mistake. It's like your guts are on the floor and that you still don't get the job, you know.
Do you, I wonder if, I'm sure there are a lot of people who want to be actresses listening. It's kind of what always happens when we have an actress on. You know how some parents tell their kids, don't ever do that, get a real job, or whatever. Are you a believer in that, or are you a believer in go for it?
I have to be a believer in go for it, because that's how my parents brought me up. I'm so lucky that I've had the support that I've had, and you know, I've joked a couple of times when I've had like really dry spells in my career, like I'm never going to let my kids go into this. This is awful, you know. but I'm a believer in go for it. I think we only live once, you know, to our knowledge. So, like, why not make the most of it and do exactly what you want to do?
And do you think that kind of like a salesperson, there's a whole lot of no's you have to go through to get to a yes?
Oh God. Yeah, I feel like it's probably 80 no's to one yes. And the problem is, when you start getting a couple yeses in a row, like then I feel like the 80s, they pile in. So all of a sudden you have to get 160 no's.
No,
I know it's probably not that bad. But yeah, now you got, I struggle with this too, to go, you have to just go in for everything. And that's, it's a hard balance because we were just talking earlier about being picky and choosy of knowing what you have to, you know, bring to the table, but also going in and putting yourself out there for everything. So it's a finite balance that I'm trying to find right now.
Mm-hmm. What do you think in your life is going to happen to you? Go through the next 20 years or 10 years or 5 years or how do you see yourself?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. First, well, I'm engaged, so in the next couple of years, I'll definitely be married. We want a family, but no time super soon. So if I outlook that, that'll probably be another 7 years or so, until kids come into the picture. In between now and then, I can see myself continuing doing more television, more stage, more Broadway, more dancing, and also growing this health and fitness side of my life too. I'm currently getting my personal training certification, and I'm looking into getting other certifications, you know, involving nutrition because I'm just so on fire about this subject, and I want to help people. So I feel like in the next 7 years, I want to and can see myself having two parallel careers, just as strong as the other of acting in more film, or sorry, more TV and film if possible, but TV and Broadway as well as this kind of health and fitness inspirational empire.
Oh yeah, I love it. I mean, I think it's definitely so you. Isn't that interesting?
Oh,
how it's. I love life and its journey because it just curves around and twists and it takes you in a direction that you never thought. Yeah, it's really neat. And it might not have been something that you ever thought about as a kid.
Yeah. I definitely didn't think. Well, I never thought as a kid that I'd be overweight, and number one, at all in my life. And also as a kid, never thought that, you know, I'd be so excited about spreading the word of vegetable juice. to the masses. So yeah, definitely this new health and fitness stuff is definitely it's new. It's on the newer side of, and I'm welcoming it into my life. So I couldn't be happier doing it.
Now on the fitness side of things, let's go there for a little bit, and we've got about 20 minutes or so left in the conversation.
Okay,
what do you do on a daily basis for fitness? I know you and I are both cheerleaders. We're both gymnasts. And I know in my life, it's produced an adult that has rather thick thighs.
No, girl. I know.
They
I
don't
struggle
go
with
away.
Your cheer because they're muscular.
Yeah, and rather big biceps. That's the result of my gymnastics. So I've gotten older, it's like, oh, gosh, I'm never going to tone this up again. What do you do?
Yeah.
Because I've seen you, and I've seen your before picture and your after picture. Are you exercising like 10 hours a day or what?
Well, no, not 10 hours a day, but definitely 10 days a week. it's a part of my church, so to speak. It's my ritual. I feel off when I don't exercise. And what I do, to answer your question, I run a lot. Adam, my fiance, and I ran the marathon, New York City Marathon, in November for the first time ever. And thanks to his inspiration, he has really opened my eyes to some fitness things that I wouldn't necessarily run to, quote unquote, like running, and more weightlifting and stuff like that, and trusting his. Trusting his knowledge, because he himself is very fit and used to be a personal trainer himself a long time ago, but trusting his knowledge that my legs are not going to get big by doing squats with 5-pound weights in my hand. or, you know, walking lunges, or weird women, and I'm starting to really see this in my own body. We don't have the testosterone and the hormones to grow those huge, big muscles unless you are a bodybuilder and you're taking supplements to grow those big muscles.
Yeah.
So on a daily basis, I definitely run almost every single day, at least 30 minutes. So that for me is like 3 to 4 miles, depending on how speedy Gonzalez I want to be.
Really.
Say what?
I said those are some fast miles. I think I'd have to have to run that fast, I think I'd have to have like a ring around my head dangling like a chocolate bar. Or
a chocolate bar or your ice cream or something. No, I understand. I totally understand. For me, it's like it's just about getting to the gym and getting your feet on the treadmill. And then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes, you know, even though it can sometimes be a struggle, after 5 minutes, you're like, okay, I'm doing this. It's fine. But I do some circuit training with weights. I've dabbled in yoga. I did a Bikram 30-day challenge last summer, and that was wonderful. I definitely am a seeker and want to experience a lot of fitness things. So that for me right now is my base, like running, some cardio, and also some circuit training.
Do you think, if you're a person who just is, I can't figure me out as I get a little bit older. It's like, oh, God, I don't really want to go out there and run in the rain or walk the dog or go to the gym or anything like that. What is that?
What is that? What is, meaning, like, where's your motivation? Where did it go?
I want to know what your mindset is that, you know, it gets you out the door.
Yeah, okay. Well, I have a fiancé that is very physically active. He hits the gym every day. So, and I'm sometimes not on the same page with him, I'm going to admit, and sometimes it is a struggle, and I want to kick and scream out the door. But I definitely have to make it easy for myself. I belong to a gym right now that's a block away. Soon, next week, we're going to have a gym in the building. We're moving this weekend, and our new building has a gym in it. But I think convenience for me is key, and also just knowing that if it's only 30 minutes, that's fine. That's going to be a great workout for your day. It doesn't have to be an hour and a half in the gym. I struggle with the mindset of like, oh, if I only do 30 minutes, then it's not enough. Well, actually, you know, some days all you have is 20, 30 minutes. So, I don't know. I think it's just about doing it, and then your body craves it. So it's kind of like, you know, shut up that inner voice, that little negative Nelly that says, I can't, I'm too tired, and just do it. And then before you know it, it's like when you do have too many days off in a row, you're like, oh, my gosh, I'm itching to move. I'm itching to go to the gym. I'm itching to run, whatever.
Yeah. So we've got about 15 or so minutes left to talk with you. Do you have any projects that you wanted to talk about that you're working on, or anything like that that you can share with us?
Well, this project right now of this blog and this cleanse is like my biggest project. In the acting world, I'm auditioning a whole heck of a lot. I also am involved with this girl group called Broadway Dolls. So every once in a while we'll perform. So that's a fun kind of ongoing project every once in a while. The acting scene is a little quiet post pilot season. So I'm just really enjoying focusing a lot of energy to this health and fitness stuff. The auditions will come in when they're, you know, soon, I hope.
Now, let's talk about Brianna for a minute, if we can. Brianna Brown. How do you know Brianna?
Brianna and I, we met in Los Angeles when I lived there her boyfriend at the time was best friends with this guy that wanted to date me that I had met at work. And so the four of us ended up in a car together and chit-chatting away. And Brianna and I hit it off right from there. We exchanged numbers. We became buds right away. And now I even forget both of those guys' names, unfortunately.
Like, isn't that the way friendships work?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's how we met. And then she has been a huge inspiration in my life. We've just kept in touch. And I just look up to her acting career so much. I just think she's a fabulous actress. And I just think it's fantastic what she does with the new Hollywood, that, you know, her her company that she has started and organization.
On the cover of our magazine this month.
I know it. She's gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she's absolutely beautiful. It should come out later today also. So we're really excited. And I want to, well, while we are winding up just a little bit, we've got, you know, maybe like 15 minutes or so, I wanted to direct people back to tell who we're talking to on the phone and your websites and so forth, and then the Best Ever You websites too. So for anybody just tuning in, which it looks like there are a few people, we're on the phone with Tracy J. Edwards, who's a Broadway and television actress in New York City. And we're not so much talking about the acting part today of her. We're talking about her journey through gaining weight and losing weight and then finding balance in her life, especially recently and over the past 3 years, and her on a journey of a 21-day cleanse. And for those of you kind of scared by the word cleanse, I really encourage you to go to Tracy's website, which is tracyj.com, and you spell that T-R-A-C-Y-J-A-I.com, and follow along with really what she's doing, because it's fascinating. As I understand it, it's 7 days of correct me if I'm wrong, Tracy, 7 days of vegetable juicing, then 7 days of
fruits and veggies, mostly raw, some lightly steamed and cooked, and you can also, for protein and hunger, you can add in some beans and nuts, legumes. The middle seven is just vegetable juice, and then followed by fruit and vegetable juice, and then followed by the last 7 days of just fruits and veggies. So easing into the cleanse, easing out of the cleanse.
Yeah. And I'm hoping that people can reach you not only on your website, but maybe in our community too.
Absolutely.
I'm hoping that we can kind of connect back and forth. And people following the show, what I'll do is I'll in the community, which is besteverCommunity.com, we'll put up your photo and a bio about you, a link to the radio show, and a link to your website. And I was hoping in turn maybe I think our listeners and readers would love maybe like a juicing recipe or something.
Oh my gosh,
maybe if you could post that in our community, we would love it. And then
absolutely.
We'll link to, you know, you can post it on your website, but post it in our community too, because that way I can use it maybe in print or something like that, because our editors grab from there.
Absolutely. I would be happy to. I'll do a juice recipe one of my go-tos, and then also my go-to blended smoothie recipe that I love.
Yeah, and I think our every year in Best Ever Year, we're 3 years running now, we do a fitness challenge. And we've helped people. Yeah, it's really fun. We've helped people lose, you know, hundreds of pounds now.
It's
really neat. So if you go into the community and look at fitness challenge, you might connect with some of our people there too. And Sarah is our nutritionist who helps the participants.
You.
And then Shay Vaughn, who is Vince Vaughn's mom, leads it through the exercise portion. You buy Shaynetics and do the exercise. It's really great. And our people so far, like I've lost 7 pounds, and I think Tom and Angie have each lost like between 7 to 12 pounds too. So
that's
really
awesome.
Fun. And I think they would love to hear from you because you're such an inspiration.
I would love that.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I want to post the before picture of you and the after. Do I have your permission?
I don't mind at all. It's out there. I'm ready.
Yeah. Because it's just fascinating. I remember when we first started talking, those pictures came my way, and I was like, no way. There's such a difference. It's just fascinating. And I'm wondering, people can't tell how tall you are or how much you weigh right now through a photo. Would you share that with us?
Absolutely. I'm five and a half. I just recently found out that I was not 5'6", funnily enough, which I've been saying that I am forever.
Put your hair up, baby.
Anyways, and I right now weigh 135, which is about, I think in my after picture, that's about the weight I was. I kind of yo-yoed up from my after picture from, you know, like a week and a half ago before I started this cleanse. And I had gained 7 pounds since that after picture. So right now I'm about 135 and I'm like 5'5 and a half.
Do you know what your body fat is?
I really need to figure that out. I'm interested to get that test done.
Yeah, I got one of those scales, and I really almost passed out when I stepped on it. I'm like, no way, because
really?
Most people's body fat is in the 20% or something like that. Mine is not, and it was alarming. So I'm really looking at that number.
I need to figure that out. I'll figure that out and get back to you.
Yeah, no, and I think it's important too for women to understand that when you step on a scale, it's not necessarily accurate. And what I mean by that is a lot of the time if your muscle percentage is so high, you might weigh more.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I'm on that end of the spectrum for sure because, you know, gymnastics and being muscular from that and cheerleading and dancing and all that stuff, I definitely have been on the heavier, more dense muscular side. It's not and that's why I used to be one that used to be obsessed with standing on, like weighing myself and stepping on the scale, especially when I'm dieting or crash dieting or whatever, and I would be obsessive, like 2 and 3 times a day, so not healthy for your mind, not good behavior. But now it's not necessarily about the number on the scale. It's a nice bonus when I do realize, like, oh, I've lost a couple pounds because I've been really treating my body well with lots of fruits and veggies and whole grains and stuff. But it's about listening to your body and how you feel from the inside out. And I know that sounds like a little, like, Hallmark-ish or you know.
No, that's good.
So to speak. But it sounds a little cliche, but it is so true. It's so true. Because your body is your best doctor, your own doctor, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. How important do you think it is to absolutely love yourself? Instead of looking in the mirror and going, oh, my God, I hate my eyes, or I hate my chest, or, oh, my God, my butt's fat. And, How important of a factor? We haven't spent much time talking about that, but how important of a factor do you think that plays in all of this?
I think it's huge. You know, feeling like that you're worth it and that you deserve better and that you deserve better thoughts and emotions toward yourself. That's been a journey for me. I definitely have spent the years of, you know, hating my body and disliking myself so much that I would spend my evening in tears and crying myself to sleep with.
Well, I don't know of a woman that hasn't. I got to tell you,
totally.
If you meet a woman that doesn't do that,
bring
her to me and we'll put her on the show because I think
exactly.
I don't know why,
we'll find her.
Yeah, we have to teach ourselves that, and I cannot figure out why, because I'll tell you, it's not coming from my parents, it's not coming from anything, but, I mean, I've cried myself to sleep at night, going, oh, my God, I'm so fat, how am I ever going to get, you know.
You and me both.
Oh, yeah, especially pregnant.
Oh, gosh, I can only imagine.
Let me tell you, I mean, I gained, like, sometimes 40 pounds and sometimes 80 pounds with each of the boys. And the aftermath of that is you have this great little baby who's about 7 pounds and you're still at 220 and it's like, oh my God. And
you're like, my baby wasn't 40 pounds? What's up with that?
40 pounds worth of Big Macs. I'm kind of kidding, but you know, that hatred towards yourself. And it can be really intense. Yeah. And learning how to change that, it's almost like a habit that you have to do, don't you think?
Yeah.
Where you have to look at yourself in the mirror and go, okay, I love myself, I love myself, I love myself, until it sets in.
Yeah, it's like the mantra,
cool.
the repeating mantra. I'm right now trying to, when I catch negative thoughts, like that's what I'm trying to do is catch them. Because sometimes we don't even know we're thinking negatively until all of a sudden we're, you know, depressed a week later. And you're like, why? It's catching them right at the start and not necessarily berating yourself that you're having these negative thoughts because that just feeds into it even more, but kind of just shifting and just saying, my internal little mantra these days is I completely approve of myself. I approve of myself.
I like that.
I approve. Because you know, we can say we love ourselves all day long, but what does that really mean? It really means like embracing and improving for me.
Yeah.
So yeah, it is so important. I'm still on. I think that journey is probably a never ending one until the day we die. But yeah. I'm definitely getting closer. And for me, I'm finding that love for myself is magnified right now through treating my body better, because our bodies are our temples. So the second we, and it's the whole inside, feeling good from the inside out thing, the second our insides start to feel good, it's like your thoughts become better and your thoughts become clearer, and it's just the outlook on life becomes better because you're seeing literally through different eyes that aren't polluted by all the toxins that we ingest.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. I think that is so very, very true. And it's hard to break that vicious cycle and learn. And it sounds like, you know, and that's why you're here with me today, is because it teaches women how to break that nasty cycle of, you know, why bother going to the gym today because I'm so fat anyway. It's going to take a year to get all this weight off. And, oh, my God, I'm going to have another
slice
of sushi because I'm so bummed out.
Like, what is 20 minutes on the elliptical machine
going to
do for me?
Yeah. And it's that mindset and the consistency. I think being consistent is very key. I've learned.
Consistency is totally key. And also, I've been finding the whole image of staying, like literally keeping your eyes to your own path. And like kind
of comparing.
Like you have a beautiful path that is just for you, and to work on not comparing myself has been huge for me.
Well, that and
again, I'm
you
not
know,
perfect, but.
No, nobody is. And the other thing, we only have a couple minutes left, but the other thing too is it's fascinating to me how, you know, so many people can approve of you, you know, say, oh my God, Tracy, you're so great, you're so this and you're so that, but in your own self, you don't believe it. And another thing for me, you know, people can say, oh, what a great company, Elizabeth, this is so great. And I'll still look in the mirror and go, oh, my God, I'm 20 pounds overweight. Get the weight off of me already.
Right.
You know, and it doesn't matter. And so I think it's really important what you just said, and it's your journey and your little inner voice.
it's truly a choice. Like, it's truly a choice to feel better. And sometimes the better, healthier choices in – you know, exercise, diet, and thoughts, and meditation, all that stuff, sometimes they stink, the better choices do. They do. It's just, they stink. They, you know, zap your time. They, you know, what is 20 minutes of doing X, Y, and Z going to do for me, blah, blah, blah. But you have, like, choosing those things for just you and you only is that's what is so important. Because we choose our destiny of health and well-being, I think.
Well, I got to tell you, one big change I made in January was to get my head out of the chocolate chip bag. And I am
I
used to take handfuls of chocolate chips, and we only have a minute left, but I've been chocolate chip free now for, you know, months, and it's so cool. But all right, so we have to go because we're out of time. But I thank you so.
This is so fun. This hour went by so fast.
Yeah, come back again, and, you know, maybe we'll talk to you again in a few weeks and see how you're doing. But, everybody, this has been Tracy J. Edwards, and I encourage you again, please go to her website. It's tracyj.com, and you can see her in the community and on Best Ever You, Facebook, and everywhere. And, you know, really follow her journey, especially if you are a man or a woman struggling with weight loss, because I think she's really uncovered some secrets, and success stories are just inspirational. So thank you.
Thank you all so much. And I'm so happy that Brianna has introduced us to each other, and I am a part of your community. It feels really good.
All right. Well, have a great day, and thank you, Brianna Brown. We love you.
We love you, Brianna.
We'll end on Brianna. All right. I hope you have a great day.
Okay.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Sounds good. Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. And so just to wind up, you can go to besteveryou.com or bestevercommunity.com and follow Tracy J. Edwards. And then also please, again, visit her website, tracyj.com, which is TracyJai.com. And we thank Tracy J. Edwards for being with us today. And I hope you all have a wonderful day. And just follow us on Best Ever You and spread the good cheer. We really thank you all for all of your support. Thanks. Bye.